live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the director of the National Ambulance Service has offered sympathies to the family of a patient who passed away after waiting over an hour for an ambulance to arrive at the property situated just 5 minutes from Letterkenny University Hospital. It's been revealed there had been a total of 28 bursts to the water supply in South Inishowen within the last 6 months. The family of Arlene Arkinson have said they are devastated by the latest setback in the search for her body, and the €13.8 million euro catchment care project has officially been launched. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, the director of the National Ambulance Service has offered sympathies to the family of a patient who passed away after waiting over an hour for an ambulance to arrive at the property situated just 5 minutes from Letterkenny University Hospital. From the initial time the emergency call was received, it took 1 hour and 11 minutes for the ambulance to arrive, as the nearest available ambulance was based in Dunloe. By the time the crew arrived on the scene, the patient was in cardiac arrest and did not survive. Trish Lafferty has more.
In a statement issued today, the NAS have confirmed that an emergency call was received from an address in Letterkenny at 5:20 a.m. that a female patient was unwell, weak and shaking. The call was triaged and the emergency dispatcher allocated the closest available emergency ambulance at 5:23 a.m. which responded from Dunloe Ambulance Station. The NAS says all other ambulance vehicles were engaged and repeated attempts were made to obtain the release of emergency ambulance from Letterkenny University Hospital Emergency Department. An emergency ambulance became available at the hospital, arriving at the address at 6:31 a.m, while the Dunloe stationed ambulance arrived at the scene shortly after 6:35 a.m. Within that time, two further calls were made from the address in Letterkenny to the NAS. Upon arriving at the scene, the crew continued to provide CPR as the patient was in cardiac arrest, but sadly, the patient did not survive. Martin Dunn, director of the National Ambulance Service, says the NAS wishes to express its deepest sympathies to all the family.
And the statement from the NAS can be viewed on our website on highlandradio.com. An Inishowen councillor is reiterating his call for the water supply in the Bridge End and Burnfoot areas to be upgraded. It comes after Irish Water revealed to councillor Jack Murray that there has been a total of 28 bursts to the water supply in the area so far this year. It's understood that despite the high frequency of bursts in such a short space of time, the utility has stated that this does not merit an immediate upgrade, nor is the area on its priority list for such works. Councillor Murray says the confirmation comes as no surprise, but Irish Water's lack of commitment to the area is shocking.
This is the 24th week of the year, so we've had more than one a week. That's a frequent there in the South Inishowen area. In this email, they also said that if there's an increase in frequency of bursts, then they look at replacing the line. I can't imagine that anywhere else in Donegal, or indeed this state, would have bursts more frequent than that and could be in more need of a pipe upgrade or replacement than the present Burnfoot area. So I think this has to be replaced. It has to go ahead.
So in terms of how many bursts are needed to qualify for replacements, what are the utility saying in that regard?
They're saying that they're prioritising the replacement scheme on basis of need and the frequency of bursts. And I can't imagine anywhere, and I'll be challenging Irish Water on this, anywhere in County Donegal that has more frequent bursts than South Inishowen. I'm not sure. I certainly don't hear it from the rest of the county. I don't hear this public outcry from the rest of the county. So I can only imagine that Bridge End Burnfoot is by far the worst affected area in County Donegal. I've been putting that through Irish Water, and I think they should prioritise it as the number one priority in County Donegal.
The Irish Patients Association says this year has been the worst on record for overcrowding in the country's emergency departments. The Health Minister has been meeting with patient groups and the HSE to discuss the ongoing overcrowding problem. Stephen McMahon from the IPA says the situation is intolerable.
Certainly this year has been the worst on record, without a doubt. And indeed May, again, was a huge increase on last year. So we have to do something about this. And why? Because overcrowding puts patients' lives at risk. You know, the experts say that anything upwards of 300 people die in our Irish hospitals as a result of overcrowding.
The family of missing Castledare teenager Arlene Arkinson have said they are devastated by the latest setback in the search for her body. According to BBC News, the family has been informed that a body exhumed from a grave in Sligo in March is not that of the missing 15-year-old. The teenager disappeared in 1994 after attending a disco in Bundoran and was last seen in the company of convicted child killer Robert Howard, who died in prison in 2015. Catherine Gaffney has more.
According to BBC News, it was alleged at one point that the body exhumed from a grave in Sligo was that of a woman with long hair wrapped in plastic. Tests were carried out and the family were told last week that it was not the body of Arlene Arkinson. Details about the body in the grave were disclosed in Garda files obtained by the coroner as part of an ongoing inquest into Arlene's death. It's understood the files show that a body was discovered in 1996 by gravediggers, but it's believed it was not reported until 3 years later. However, a decision to exhume the body was not taken until the file was examined by the coroner in Belfast that the authorities in Sligo obtained an order to exhume the body. The inquest into the teenager's death is due to resume in Belfast on Monday.
There are calls for the Minister for Social Protection to publish the departmental report into barriers facing seasonal workers in accessing social welfare payments in Donegal. The report is not due to be published until discussed by the Committee on Social Protection. However, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says he will be writing to the committee asking the report be published ahead of the committee discussion so seasonal workers can become active and engage stakeholders throughout the process. The €13.8 million Euro catchment care project has officially been launched. The cross-border river restoration project will contribute towards improving the water quality in the River Finn in Donegal and the Blackwater and Arny rivers in Northern Ireland. Cathaoirleach of the Stranorna Municipal District, Councillor Patrick McGowan, believes the project has huge potential.
The timing couldn't be better. It was a project of mine, or an ambition of mine, that we would start looking seriously at the River Finn about trying to sort of get it cleaned up and trying to maybe get better benefits from the amenity of having the river there, because it was once known as this great salmon river. But over a number of years, whether it's between pollution and various other things, there's been a lot of problems with it, and even at the moment it's catch and release. But coincidentally enough, we have been having meetings between the Stranorna and Municipal District and the LAS agency, and we're building up a kind of a plan going forward with them. And I also know they're meeting with the local fishermen and landowners, and coincidentally enough, there's actually two major EU-funded projects now, as I say, catchment care, that are looking now to improve and bring in incentives to improve the quality of the river. So it's all great timing, and I'm hopeful that within the next couple of years, this project has actually started now, it was launched yesterday, that we will see going forward a much improved water quality and a much better amenity that will be in the River Finn.
The finance minister says today's High Court settlement with consultants is the least worst outcome. More than €180 million in arrears is to be paid to thousands of hospital doctors over their breach of contract legal action. It will also include an ongoing cost of €62 million each year. However, it only applies to those who signed up to a contract between 2008 and 2012. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says the situation could have been worse.
The settlement today reflects the government's commitment throughout these legal proceedings to a comprehensive and very vigorous defence against the claims, and represents on balance the most cost-effective outcome and the least worst outcome for the Exchequer and for the taxpayer.
A Donegal man is due to be sentenced next week after pleading guilty to unlawfully and maliciously wounding a former Derry City footballer last year. The court was told 39-year-old Martin Chung of Ardban Muff assaulted Barry Malloy in a bar in Derry on March the 27th last year, resulting in Mr. Malloy sustaining a laceration to his left ear and to the left side of his forehead. Ashin Roach reports.
Muff man Martin Chung pleaded guilty at Derry Crown Court to a charge of unlawfully and maliciously wounding Barry Malloy. The court was told a second charge of unlawful wounding with intent would be left on the books, not to be proceeded with without leave of the court. Court Nur of the High Court. A PPS barrister told Judge Elizabeth McCaffrey that Mr. Molloy told him that he did not believe the 39-year-old meant to injure him to the extent which he had, nor did he want Choing to be sent to jail. Defence barrister Owen Devlin said that Choing wished to acknowledge Mr. Molloy's extremely generous and fair-minded views of the incident. The defendant was released on continuing bail and will be sentenced on Tuesday of next week.
It's emerged some ferry sailings between Rathmullen and Buncrana had to be cancelled in recent days because of a build-up of a sandbar at Buncrana, resulting in the ferry being unable to dock. In February, Donegal County Council had applied for a licence from the EPA to remove and dump the silt at sea, but such a licence can take up to 6 months to be granted. Councillor Liam Blaney is appealing to the EPA to grant the licence as soon as possible so the issue can be addressed.
Well, we've been held up with the lack of dredging for the sandbank over the Buncrana side, and therefore because of the sandbank is building up, the council requires a permission from the EPA before they can dredge it. And unfortunately in the low tides, the ferry operator can't operate the car ferry, and it's very, very frustrating. It's a crisis for the area and people asking and wondering what's going on.
And have you been in touch with the local authority itself? What have they been saying in terms of where it lies with the licence? You know, is it going to be granted any time soon?
Well, they're expected to be granted very soon, and as soon as it is granted, they're saying that the dredger is ready to go. Unfortunately, we're the ferry service died on the 1st of June, first of all, run down in the middle of June, and for this last 2 weeks, the ferry operator had to cancel certain crossings because of the low tides.
I'm sure you would like this resolved sooner rather than later. You know, we are coming into the peak of the tourism season, the Irish Open's happening and so on. It would be ideal for this work to be carried out sooner rather than later.
It would be, and in fairness, the council are doing all they can to just basically try and ensure that the EPA does grant the licence, but I'd appeal to the EPA at this stage to consider the tourist season as upon us. We need this licence to ensure that the dredgers don't slow the car ferry to run for the full time that the timetable has it down for.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. A Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure gift card is the perfect Father's Day gift for your sporting dad.
It's now exactly 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Busy evening in sport, and we're going to go straight to rallying. It's the dual Donegal International Rally. We'll hand you over to Oisin Kelly.
Keep pace with the leaders on day one of the Donegal International Rally, live on Highland Radio in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny, where tonight, Friday, it's Marty Moan and the Whistling Donkeys.
Yeah, thanks, Kenny, and a very good evening. Welcome back to our coverage of the Dual Donegal International Rally. And at the end of day one, after six changes, with the lead been exchanged on three occasions, it's the defending champions and the crew that's gone in for three in a row international titles, Manus Kelly and Donal Bard, in their Subaru Impreza S12B, that lead at the end of day one. They have an advantage of an unofficial 21.2 seconds over the rest of the field. Manus and Donal were out quickest this morning out of the blocks in our early afternoon, and Brina taking almost 8 seconds out of the chasing pack. But then on stage two, they stalled the car and lost round about 20 seconds or so on Carrick Mountain, and at that stage lost the lead of the rally as well. On that occasion, it went to Donal Kelly and Conor Foley, who were in the Ford Focus WRC. They took the lead heading into Letter League, but the first time round Letter League was a hugely disappointing experience for the Frosses driver, who has yet to win this international. A lot of people were tipping the Donegal man to take victory, given the amount of prep and effort that he put in to his onslaught of trying to win a 2018 title. But for Donal Kelly, it was to come to an end, as on a mucky section of Letter League, the back end of the Focus kicked out and into the ditch the car went. There wasn't enough spectacular around to help Donal Kelly and Conor Foley get back out of the ditch, and that was the end of their rally. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy then inherited the lead after special stage three, and they then experienced their trouble second time round Carrick Mountain, leading the rally, but they had a puncture and they lost almost 30 seconds as Manus Kelly took the lead heading in to the final stage of the day, which was Letter League. Manus Kelly and Donal Bard again stamping their authority, putting down a very, very quick quick time to end the day as leaders of this international event. 21.2 seconds is the unofficial advantage over the rest of the field. Second overall is Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly in their Ford Fiesta WRC. Declan's just been chipping away at the times all day. He's going as hard as he can in the Fiesta, but at times it's just not working out for him. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are third overall now after their troubles today and second time around Carrick Mountain. They're just 1.5 adrift off Declan Boyle, but he's still in with a shout. He's not too far off the pace, and as we know, anything can happen in rallying, particularly here in Donegal. Darren Gasson and Sherry, a bit of confusion over his time at the end of the Letter League stage. We were given the time of 7:36.8 for Darren Gass. The timesheets are saying it's a 56.8. Darren Gass did say he had some troubles as well. So we're going to stick with a 56.8, and that means Darren Gass, who was his second, slipping down to fourth. That's 4.7 adrift of Gary Jennings, and just shy of 30 seconds behind the leader, Manus Kelly and Donal Bart. So that's the situation in the top four. Also leading today in the national category is the Donegal crew of Damien Turris and Donal McElhinney and their Mark II Escort at the end of day one. Let's get a bit of reaction now. Coming up, we'll hear from Damien Turris. We'll also be hearing from a dejected Gary Jennings, Declan Boyle, and first up, the rally leader, Manus Kelly.
Manus, is the end of day one. Looks like you're leading this event. Second time around Letter League, heading into service.
Well, if I'm rushing, it's great, you know. After what happened today in stage two, I'm thanking my lucky stars I'm here at all. So, listen, that's brilliant.
Listen, it's been very tricky conditions. You had a stall in the car as well, and Carrick Mountain. But listen, you've bettered yourself unrightly since then.
Aye, we have indeed, aye. But it, as you say, it's very tricky, Oisin. And, you know, geez, very, very disappointed for Donna where he went off. It was such a stupid place. It just caught him out. And we were all warned, all cow dung and everything on it. And it's just so disappointing for him.
Yeah. You said you wanted to be in the mix at the end of day one.
Aye, well, sure, we're not far away anyway, so it's great. Happy enough.
Declan, it's the end of day one of the Donegal International. You're fighting for third. What was your opening day like in the Fiesta?
It was tricky now. We had a load of things that wasn't right between suspension and it wasn't working the tyres right. We drove well on that last stage there. We were 1 second off Manus there. It's going to be hard to take time, but 1600 against the 2 litres is the problem we have.
Yeah, I'm looking ahead now to tomorrow. There's a lot of rain on the way for the first part of the day anyway. Can you pull any sort of time back?
Depends on the weather tomorrow now, so we'll have to wait and see what happens in the morning. Maybe some of them other stages might suit us, I don't know.
Gary, it's been a mixed sort of day for you. You had a bit of a disaster in Kirkwall with a puncture, lost time down to third. But at the end of Letter League, the end of the day, how was that run Letter League for you?
No, I've just lost all my confidence after losing half a minute, you know. You can't give Declan Boyle and Manus Kelly half a minute lead, do I? I just no confidence here. It dried up a wee bit too much towards the end there for us. Probably went too soft a tyre, expecting more rain, but no, it's a bit demoralising now to be in a battle and then to give 30 seconds away so handy.
Well, listen, one thing you have to do is pick yourself up. You can do it, and you know yourself, this is a long event and nothing can happen.
Yeah, we'll go back now tonight and look at the thing, but it was my own fault. That's the worst thing. It was just a puncture, but it was I don't cut in the notes and I just put the wheel in a bit too far and it just punctured the wheel, so we done 6 kilometres and 3 wheels, so we're unlucky. We could have lost a lot more time, I suppose, but yeah, it's just not nice.
3 minutes at the start of the day, was it to be leading the national your target?
No, it was not. No, with a good run, settled in the car, it's in great shape and very easy driving, so no, with a good steady run.
Yeah. And obviously the wet conditions, the tricky conditions is something that you thrived in today.
I always went well in the wet, you know, but that's the home stages here. These first two would be my local stages, so we kind of had to go on them.
Yeah. What about tomorrow then? It's a big day. Tomorrow is going to be wet again.
That's only starting. The rally's really only starting, so we'll just take it now, see what comes.
And that was Damien Turris speaking to me at the end of our Letter League. He is the national leader. We'll just look at that category in the national. Damien Turris and Donal McElhinney leading by just 0.3 from Ian Bart and Paul McGee. It's escort ahead of a Darien. There's another Darien and Kevin Gallagher and Noel Sullivan sitting third overall, 40.8 adrift. Former winner Gary McPhillips and James McNulty are fourth overall, another 14.9 back. Then it's Gary Kiernan and Donegal's Ryan Moore, fifth. Mark Alcorn and Kevin McCafferty are sixth. John Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan in 7th, Adrian Hetherington and Ronan O'Neill in 8th, Stuart Darcy and Alan Keenan and the Darien are 9th, and then Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly wrapping up the top 10 in the National Rally. They, of course, were seated at number 1, or the top seed rather, in the National, but unfortunately for them, they had some issues. Some other selected drivers just in the top 20 in the National: Kyle McGettigan sitting 14th, Frank Kelly 15th, Brian Brogan 16th, John Boner 17th, John O'Donnell 18th, Wesley Patterson with Letterkenny's Johnny Baird on board, wrapping up the unofficial top 20 in the National. Back to that international category, we told you what the story was at the head of the field. Outside that top 4, Josh Moffat leads the R5 battle in 5th position overall, and Josh has an advantage of 7.3 over Robert Duggan in another Fiesta R5 in 6th. Sam Moffat is 2 seconds adrift in 7th. Callum Devine from Derry is in 8th at 26.6 down. Robert Barbell is in 9th. And Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea, the All Donegal crew in that money WRC, are wrapping up the top 10 in the international rally. The likes of Eugene Donnelly is at 12th. Aidan Ray's leading Class 4 Group M is 13th. And also in there as well, Gary Cooney and PJ McDermott still on the timesheets as well in the international. But at the head of the field, as we head to the action tomorrow, it's Manus Kelly, Donal Barrett, the winners from last year, the defending champions lead by 21.2 from Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly in the Fiesta. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy 1.5 adrift in 3rd, and Darren Gass and Enda Sherry another 4.7 behind in 4th. The action tomorrow sees 8 stages, and it's going to be wet again. We understand the forecast, particularly for the first half of the day, is going to be extremely wet, which again will make for tricky conditions, but for spectators it's going to make for spectacular rallying as well. Cairn Hill, Knock, Alec, Garton and Trenta are all to come, and the first of the cars is due on Cairn Hill just before 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We will have a preview on Highland just after the 9 o'clock news. Many thanks to the Cross and family, owners of the Pulse nightclub in Letterkenny and the Voodoo venue in Letterkenny, for supporting us this rally weekend and keeping us out and about with sponsorship of our coverage of the rally, plus any Sean Motors for keeping us on the road too. We look forward to another exciting day heading into day 2 tomorrow in the Jewel Donegal International Rally. But the man at the head of the field, along with his navigator, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, lead Donegal as they head for Cairn Hill and Knock tomorrow.
Highland's coverage on day 1 of the Donegal International Rally comes to you in association with Voodoo venue Letterkenny, bringing you Ireland's hottest producer, DJ Welshie, tonight, Friday and tomorrow night, Saturday.
Thanks to Oisin Kelly. And golf world number 1 Dustin Johnson's moved to the top of the leaderboard on day 2 of golf's US Open. The 2016 champion is 3 under par through 13 holes and is 2 shots clear of the field at Shinnecock Hills in New York. Overnight leaders Scott Piercy and Ian Poulter, the only other players under par, they get underway very shortly. Shane Lowry is having a disappointing day. He's 10 over par through 12 holes of a second round. Graham McDowell's 10 over as well through 14. Rory McIlroy, he starts out from 10 over. Tiger Woods, he's 11 over through 13 holes. Sergio Garcia and John Rahm are also 10 over. The cut looking likely to be 6 over. Lots of big players going to miss that. In soccer World Cup action, Uruguay have picked up an opening day win at the World Cup in Russia. They scored a 90th minute winner against Egypt in their Group A match today, with Mohamed Salah injured and only on the bench. Morocco there in action at the minute. They're playing Iran in Group B. It's 0-0 at half time. And Sochi is Olympic Stadium is the venue for this evening's eagerly awaited clash between Spain and Portugal. Captain Sergio Ramos, he's insisting that Spain's World Cup chances haven't been hurt by the sacking of their manager. Fernando Herrero is in charge, as Julian Lopetegui was dismissed just 48 hours ago. Well, locally, Fun Harps manager Ollie Horgan says they need to bet their top of their game to have any chance of getting the better of First Division leaders UCD and Ballybofey tonight. Horgan is concerned over fitness of Kieran O'Connor, Connor, Mark Coyle, Keith Cowan and Jesse Devers. Tommy McBride is available again after missing the victory over Galway through suspension. Ollie is looking forward to a tough match tonight.
2 years ago in the Premier Division, when we went up, our home farm kept us in the division. You know, this comes with an added pressure at home. You know, supporters are, in general, away from home. There's not as much pressure on the young fellas. But we need them to be patient, in particular with the players. And we're right behind them, and we need them to be behind us and to come out on Friday. And in general, I think 99% of the supporters that have come out are right behind us. You know, of course, there's one or two people there that have expectations above maybe what the reality of it is and need to be more patient. But I have no problem if anyone pays in them on Friday night, and please God, people will come in to support us. They can voice their opinion at me and our management team, but maybe to keep it away from the younger lads that are there. But that's part of it, and that's part of the pressure with home football.
Dermot Doherty will have live updates from that game from the kickoff time at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere tonight, Cove play Athlone, Slongford against Drogheda, Shelbourne play Cabinteely, and Wexford, they host Galway. In the Premier Division, Derry City play their last game before the break in the League of Ireland season against Dundalk at the Brandywell this evening. Derry City boss Kenny Shields says his side will have to learn from their experience that Dundalk have in their game management. Rory Patterson is a doubt, while Gavin Pearce and Jamie McDonald are not available. Elsewhere tonight in that Premier Division, table toppers Cork, they welcome Bohemians to Turner's Cross. Third place Waterford, they make the trip to Bray Wanderers. And Graham Burke plays his final match for Shamrock Rovers before moving to Preston when the Hoops travel to Limerick. St Pat's, they entertain Sligo. In Gaelic games, the Ulster Ladies Senior Football Championship finals on Sunday in Brewster Park in Enniskillen. The Donegal Ladies are in action against Armagh. The Connacht Senior Football finals on Sunday in Dr Hyde Park sees Ross Common playing Galway. That one throws in at 4 o'clock. And another Gaelic Games news, Dublin football star Paul Flynn has been appointed the new chief executive of the Gaelic Players Association. The five-time All-Ireland winner succeeds Dermot Early, who stepped down earlier this year. And 10 Armagh players have been suspended for their Ulster Under-20 Football Championship final against Derry. The Central Competitions Control Committee has proposed the punishments following a brawl that erupted during their semi-final win against Tyrone. The Armagh County Board must now decide whether to appeal against the bans. There's action in the All County Leagues this weekend. They get underway tomorrow evening. There's games in Division 1, 3, 4 and 5. And in cricket, it's another busy weekend of North West Premiership action. Eamon McLaughlin looks ahead.
It's a mixture of League and Cup action in this week's North West cricket. Our featured games on Sunday in the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup second round at Ardmore, where Brigade are the visitors, added an extra bit of spice to this game as the appearance of Ireland wicketkeeper Niall O'Brien with the Ardmore side. The other games down for decision in the Cup on Sunday, Coreen entertain Dunamana, Eglinton of Fox Lodge as their visitors, while New Buildings have already qualified for the semi-final. In league action on Saturday, there's another clash between this time between Brigade and Ardmore, this game at Beechgrove. Other games down for decision, Coreen host Brady, Dunamana welcome Fox Lodge to the home, and Strabane entertain Eglinton. In the championship on Saturday, St Johnson play Drummond.
Eamon McLaughlin there. And rugby international is a big game for Ireland tomorrow, a must-win game. They're against Australia. They lost last week. It's a three-match series, so Ireland hoping for victory tomorrow. Elsewhere tomorrow, South Africa, they play England. Wales play Argentina, and the All Blacks, they play France. Canada play Scotland. And just to keep you up to date with the rally, there's news online, highlandradio.com, the sports section if you want any more news. And as you heard, Saturday action will get underway from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll have a preview of the Saturday action with Oisin Kelly. That's all this evening's sport. The next sport here on Highland will be Saturday Sport 2-6 tomorrow. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. For weather now, scattered showers will become isolated with some bright spells developing. Winds will be mostly moderate and southwesterly in direction, with lowest temperatures tonight of 8 to 10 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the director of the National Ambulance Service has offered sympathies to the family of a patient who passed away after waiting over an hour for an ambulance to arrive at the property situated just 5 minutes from Letterkenny University Hospital. An Inishowen councillor is reiterating his call for the water supply in the Bridgen Burnfoot area to be upgraded. It comes after Irish Water revealed to Councillor Jack Murray that there has been a total of 28 bursts to the water supply in the area so far this year. The family of missing Castledare teenager Arlene Arkinson have said they are devastated by the latest setback in the search for her body. According to BBC News, the family has been informed that a body exhumed from a grave in Sligo in March is not that of the missing 15-year-old. And the €13.8 million catchment care project has officially been launched. The cross-border river restoration project will contribute towards improving the water quality in the River Finn in Donegal and the Blackwater and Arnie rivers in Northern Ireland. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Niacht with Colm Furter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Go manage you've Colm Furter and Sean in the Prevskelty. Sholo Stratish Udras in the Geltakta, Yavidas a Hart Jeguji, Yavidas a Fee here in the Malav. Lagan and Capish Stratisha na Hagriacta, a comai le Sprechena dan Trevshishin. Tan Stratisha Boniha Nualiacht, Agus Fantriacht, Lesh and Yeliga Igrilar na Stratisha comai. Togan and Docamage Lergas Hjonskun of Stratisha, Aves Agart, Ivaim Ire. And Trevshe, and a mask, Mila Golia Post Nua, a Cadu, Har Trevshe, and the Stratisha, Takula Art, Mila Post, Lian Amshara, a Tabunihe, Eganudras, Takula Pobble Nigeltakta, Leshen Process Planola Changa, Agus, a Taku, La Trohosa Hin, Agriot, Pobble, Sigelthurt, Agus, Taija, a Yanu, Arnil, Nafaminia, Sigelthurt, Komai, La Plan Gnivyakta, the Aquani Nadarha, Nigelthurta, a Arbirch, Tell you Ag Sieve Udras. Spunk IE. Dogger and Tara Stach Don Gilliga Geltuk Joe Augustin Geltuk Joe McHugh Chak Tadala Takir Brescia Ave Jiriha Erin Arniel Lua Ejahish Gilliga Sigiltuk Ta Alantus the Art was Art Gids Jai Mila Euro Kadiha Haran Trevshe Yavidus a Hartche Gu Yavidus a Fee. Yeah, kids a sharp mila and I nabliana. Don agriart court neanri negeltakti con liatnu a yenov erin rean takiakti a carter or file the hervishi luavlianta negeltakta. Teo and a corlior Seamus O'Donnell o'clahanili mar kaiher la corlia conde gunan all in ye eg ochaj eg chagnu curcha a liffer. Agase fuyagal of our Highland Radio, lua she goroche gomor eg suul gomor la service ye a reshuts a conde. Agus gweld sé con chondé hún an ála arbert mar chion scríba tarasaracta go harithe hártar vardas na glianti agus goró sé con teliu a yanu le caigin tihiacta a yosu sa chondé comai. Agus ta imacht an Ellen Gola gidoor amara ag genif a chomaru ag chomaru yanu cuig blin agus fia chivnu an trinli in a conach an ir húskirch le session thi olish agus siúlod manlihe le sanioli an Ellen ga olis o chaste farbraha Gola. Agus ta grúpa o yeskar gún an all ag genif tarish hart an siacht Ellen Shark Nillan a Honda and you, Barfraj the Hamkurch, Kaharnakta, Consacher, the Hia Pieta, August Jigsaw Gunanal, to tell you Egg Hash Club Circuit of Donegal. Shun Mahudge. Illegalier, Slanagus Bannacht.
The obituary notice says 4 days Friday evening, June the 15th. The death has occurred in Essex, England, of Mary Gallagher, Essex, formerly from Lesson, Burtonport. Her remains will be in McGlynn's funeral home tomorrow evening from 5 o'clock, with rosary at 9 o'clock. On Sunday, she is being whacked in the family house in Lesson, with viewing from 1 o'clock and rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass on Monday morning in St. Columba's Church Acres at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Belcrutch Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Funeral mass and interment of ashes for the late Father Charlie Doherty, Churi Rowan, and Texas will take place at Ballinacrae on Sunday at 10:30 mass. A wake will be held in Francis Doherty's McGuinness Glen Crow tomorrow. The death has taken place of Sean McDermott, Welsh Town, Ballybuffet. His remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral mass on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, with burial afterwards in Kilty Vogue Cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place of Sadie Cook, formerly Hilltown Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her residence at Hilltown. Funeral from there on Sunday morning, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for funeral mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations due to the Buncrana Nursing Unit Patients Comfort Fund give any family member or porter funeral directors. House private from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of James Jimmy Hancock, formerly of Ardmore Moth. Funeral will be leaving his late home tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, followed by a service of thanksgiving for his life at 1:30 in the Church of Ireland Moth, followed by burial at Redcastle Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Bunchranic Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Ruth Hay, funeral director. And the death has occurred of Dolores Blake, Keymar, Bundoran Road, Ballyshannon, formerly Ney, Main Street, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow, going to St Joseph's Church, The Rock, Ballyshannon, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, followed by cremation in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan at 4 o'clock. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Medical 7, Sligo University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please.